Good evening, Medford. This is Stu, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You're listening to the show Vespertine Reverie with myself and Anushka, and today we have a guest.
Hello, this is Calvin.
Calvin, another student at Tufts University.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's an IR major.
That's true.
That's curious.
Yeah, came all the way out here from far away, took a train.
And, to go to Tufts.
Yeah.
Yeah, to be a Tufts student.
It feels great to be here.
As you have been all semester.
Indeed.
Yeah. All right, so you, you guys just heard Tapestry from an Asteroid by Sun Ra. I just got two new Sun Ra records this weekend in Cambridge, and I'm very happy about them and very broke because of them. So.
How much were they?
I mean, they were like $21 a pop, which was...
Jesus Christ.
But like Sun Ra.
Worth the investment for sure.
Sun Ra. Yeah.
We got a good taste of those last night.
It is an investment because of how many times I'll listen to it. And how many times I would pay if I just listened to it on Spotify. Right? No, guys, we're kidding. Come on.
Spotify is actually very, I think, like accessible. From an economic standpoint.
Yes, it is. That's
why
I'm joking.
It's pretty cheap. And yeah. If you're a student, you get, what, like, Hulu for free?
Supposedly. I'm just on my friend's family plan.
Me yeah. too.
Shout out to Greg.
Shout out to Josiah.
Actually?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I think I knew this. Yeah.
Yeah, man. He's been hooking me up.
All right. So, you guys are about to hear I Love Music performed by the Ahmad Jamal Trio. Calvin queued this one up.
Mm-hmm.
Vespertine Reverie.
Enjoy! Bye. Thank you.
Mother Nature seems to love us so. When she smiles, there is a subtle glow. With tears of joy, the happiness flows. I see red and orange and sends to us his rainbow of love, red and orange and
That was Colors by Pharoah Sanders. Actually, Vicky requested that one. Vicky, if you're listening to this, we did play the song.
I think Vicky has great music taste.
Yeah, she's going to be a guest on the show.
Inshallah. Soon.
Inshallah.
Kelvin.
What's up?
I've been hearing some things about iPhones lately. Why don't you say a little something about that?
Well, you know, we were having a conversation earlier about how maybe Apple is a lot more advanced technology than they're letting on in their newest iPhone models, and that they maybe hold back on purpose to make more generations that are only slightly better than the last one, just to increase profits. What do you guys think about that?
So what I'm hearing is, Calvin, you're saying that we're all slaves to capitalism and big corporations like Apple. Is that correct?
That is correct.
I think we're broadening the definition of slave too much if we say that.
Hmm. So what's your solution to this?
I think we gotta get the government involved and be like, you gotta...
Have you ever heard of Ted Kaczynski?
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Anyway, that's just some food for thought.
Capitalism.
Can't get too political on here.
Actually, I don't even think that I can make this specific to capitalism, but just like industrial societies are so efficient at generating waste.
It's true.
Through creative destruction. Because like every time a new model iPhone is produced, all of its prior generations lose an incredible amount of value and are pretty much only sold like used, I feel.
Yeah.
It's just like, why? do we really need three lenses that much? Three cameras?
Unfortunate byproduct of the system we live in.
Well, you know what? When I was getting a new phone over the summer, they actually let me turn in my old phone and they gave me a $400 discount.
Wow.
Isn't that kind of nice? It's actually AT&T, my provider, AT&T, that did that.
I have AT&T, too.
It's go to your local AT&T store next time you're going to...
You are plugging AT&T on the show? That's what we're going to do with this platform? I'm sorry, that was so aggressive. I didn't mean to target you. Just like... You guys.
I got T-Mobile. I got some complaints.
Boo.
Yeah. Unlimited data, but it's really like 5 gigabytes. And then they start slowing you down.
Mm.
They're just lying to us.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Ted Kaczynski.
That's just a name to throw out there. Someone look it up, maybe, if you're interested. But
not to get too political on here.
We can't get too political. It's actually not allowed. WMFO doesn't allow it.
Well, we have to declare ourselves as political. That's the thing.
Yeah.
We're not doing that.
Yeah. So.
Politics are just so, intertwined in life. How you can't really not be political.
Right.
Every statement you make is political.
It's hard to, draw a distinction, because, we need to buy milk this week. What's the difference between that and, we need to overthrow the government? That's quote-unquote, by the way, for moderators listening. That's quote-unquote. I'm not advocating that. Next song we're going to hear is Affirmation by George Benson.
This one's from the album Maverick.
Oh.
Shout out Maverick.
Who just dyed his hair.
Yeah, man.
This is from the album Breezin. Okay. Thank you. Hey guys, that song you just heard was Soul Dance by Norman Brown. I could have predicted that title. Calvin, you got two headphones on.
I got two headphones on.
Two pairs of headphones on.
Oh, that's true.
For viewers that can't see in... for listeners that can't see in, because you can't. Calvin had a pair of headphones around his neck and then another on his ears.
I was so ready.
Everyone's laughing right now.
I bet you.
With you. With you. Yeah.
With me, of course.
Calvin and PSA? Yeah. I was just going to say, Calvin and I have the same haircut.
It's true, yeah. We both went for the buzz. Winter buzz.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, go ahead and read that PSA, Calvin. For those who don't know, this is a public safety announcement.
All right, guys. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. This is a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio.
You know, that's... For us at WMFO, this is kind of a silly PSA because, you know, ladders, you know. But also, I just noticed, you know, ladders are, like, genuinely dangerous, but you wouldn't... I mean, obviously, you're careful when you go up a ladder, but, like, it's also easy to overlook the danger, I feel, you know?
Yeah.
And so, herein lies the value of the PSA.
Indeed. Next time you're on a ladder...
Draw attention to those things that we would not...
Indeed.
...pay any, normally.
Treat those things with the respect that they deserve. Don't be falling off the ladders.
That's how I feel. Is the next song. By Sun Ra and his orchestra. I just got this album on vinyl this weekend. Thanks for listening, guys. Enjoy the next song.
Thank you. Thank you.
This song is called Ys, and it's from an old Breton tale about a coastal town that got swallowed by the sea.
Calvin, I wanted to ask you if you've ever heard of Calvinism.
I have, yeah. I studied it quite extensively in my sophomore year of high school.
So for those that don't know, Calvinism is a major branch of Protestantism that follows the theological tradition and forms of Christian practice set down by John Calvin.
Yeah.
That Calvinism is the one that's kind of initiates predestination, right? Yeah.
Predestination is so messed up. Do you guys believe in it?
I don't know, man.
It's kind of classist. I mean, it was used to, like, justify things like slavery and serfdom, so...
Wow. Yeah. From that perspective, definitely fucked.
I mean, hey, no! I didn't say that. Oh my goodness.
My apologies.
This is why Calvin's a guest and not a permanent installation.
Installation.
Unfortunate.
So I think now that the show is winding down, we can reveal a secret that we've been sitting on this entire show.
What secret?
It's that Calvin does not go to Tufts.
What? I'm going to get thrown out of the place.
I'm just kidding. He does. Or does he? Anyway, completely unrelated to this. I was telling Calvin that there's this really incredible class. Sorry, we're just having a laugh because it says that we have one listener right now.
It's actually a blessing, considering what you just said.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We were telling Calvin that he should take a Muppets class, which is offered at UC Santa Cruz, because he's going to transfer there.
Yeah, next semester.
Next semester.
I don't know if I could get behind Muppet class.
Basically,
I think it seems not up my alley.
The class is you learn about Muppets, and then you make a Muppet yourself.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Definitely one of the most famous classes at that school for some reason. But I wouldn't know. I don't go
there. I'm surprised it's not slug class.
Yeah.
I'm surprised it's not slug sociology.
Shout out Ava and Vicky for being our one listener right now. Thanks for
listening to the show on high quality. Every time I try to listen to WMFO on high quality, it doesn't work on my phone. I think it doesn't work with my browser.
Anyway, so you've been listening to Best Routine Reverie, WMFO Medford,
91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for tuning in tonight, guys, and keep listening because Minor Crisis is on right after this from 2 to 3 a.m. Eastern Time. And thank you, Calvin, for guesting tonight.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
thank you guys
for having
me.
Wish you a great registration for your Tufts classes tomorrow.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I've been stressing about that for sure.
Go Slugs.
Get into intro to IR. You know how creative that is.
Go Slugs.
Thank you.